Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, today we are going to be tackling something.
Oh yeah.
That might seem a little intimidating at first, but stick with us because it's going to be a really fun ride.
It will be.
We are diving into the world of Castapod.
Ooh, Castapod.
An open source platform that lets you host your very own podcast.
Nice.
So we've got a whole bunch of their marketing materials.
Yeah.
And we even dug into some of their technical documentation to try to get a sense of, you know, what Castapod is and why it just might be the perfect solution for podcasters out there.
Definitely.
Who are looking for a little more control.
Yes.
And a little more independence.
Huge.
And of course, a big shout out to SafeServer.
Oh, yeah.
For supporting this deep dive.
For sure.
They're the ones who are hosting this very software.
Right.
And they can also help you with your digital transformation needs.
Love that.
So check them out at www.safeserver.d.pu.
It's interesting you say, you know, control and independence, because I think that's really at the heart of what Castapod offers.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of podcasters out there, they rely on these big platforms to host their shows.
Right.
And that ultimately means that those companies have control over your content and even your relationship with your listeners.
It's true.
Castapod changes all that.
Okay. So I think for our listeners out there who might be hearing about Castapod for the very first time.
Right.
What do you mean when you say that it changes all that or flips the script?
Well, with Castapod, you're the one in the driver's seat.
Okay.
You know, it's what's called a self-hosted platform, meaning you get to choose where your podcast lives.
Okay.
Whether that's on your own server or with a provider that you select.
Really?
There's no more having to rely on the whims of, you know, these big tech companies.
Yeah.
You have complete control over your data, over your content,
Thanks.
And how you interact with your audience.
So it's like having your own little corner of the internet that's dedicated solely to your podcast. I love that.
I know, it's great.
But let's be honest. I think the term self-hosted can sound kind of daunting to anyone who isn't, you know, a tech expert.
Oh, for sure.
So is this a platform only for coders and people who, you know, can really navigate the depths of server configurations?
Well, not at all.
Okay.
Castapod is actually designed to be really user-friendly, even for those who aren't, you know, tech wizards.
Right.
They've put a lot of effort into making sure that the setup process is smooth.
Okay.
And the interface is intuitive and easy to use.
Uh-huh.
Plus, it's open source.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a huge community of users and developers who are always willing to lend a helping hand if you get stuck.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that I can potentially break free from these big podcasting platforms without needing a degree in computer science?
That's right.
I like the sound of that.
It's very appealing.
But what about the practical side of things?
Yeah.
I mean, what kinds of features does Castapod offer that might actually make a podcaster's life easier?
Right.
Or dare I say, you know, a little bit more fun?
Well, there are tons of cool features.
Okay.
But the one that really jumps out at me is the integration with what's called the Fediverse.
The Fediverse.
Have you heard of that?
I have, but I'm still not entirely sure how it works.
Okay.
It's one of those things I've been meaning to look into.
You're in luck.
Okay.
It ties in perfectly with Castapod.
Oh, cool.
So imagine this, a decentralized social network where you can interact with your listeners directly without having to rely on, you know, platforms like Twitter or Facebook.
And
that's the Fediverse.
Okay.
And Castapod allows listeners to engage with your episodes right within this network.
So instead of comments getting kind of buried, you know, on one of those giant platforms.
Yeah.
They're part of a more focused community space.
Exactly. It's all about fostering those direct connections and building a really dedicated community around your podcast.
I like that. And speaking of reaching your audience, Castapod also offers a whole bunch of built-in tools for promotion.
Oh, cool.
You can easily create video clips or audio snippets to share on social media.
Nice.
All within the platform.
So they've really thought about the whole package from hosting to audience growth.
It's a great platform.
It's starting to sound like a dream come true
for
independent podcasters who are tired of playing by someone else's rules.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, we still want our podcast to be heard by the widest audience possible, right?
Oh, sure.
So can Castapod help get your podcast onto the big platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify?
It can.
Okay, great.
Castapod generates something called an RSS feed.
Uh-huh.
Which is the industry standard for submitting your podcast to all the major directories.
So you're not cutting yourself off from those platforms at all?
Not at all.
It's In fact, Castapod even helps you gather valuable listener data with its built-in analytics.
Analytics.
Yeah.
Right, now you're speaking my language.
Cool.
But are we talking about the kind of data tracking that makes people nervous about privacy these days?
I know what you mean.
You know the kind where you feel like every online move is being watched?
Well, that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But Castapod has taken a very different approach. Okay. They really prioritize listener privacy.
Yeah.
Their analytics adhere to what are called IABV2 guidelines,
okay,
which emphasize data anonymization.
Okay.
So you get insights without compromising your listener's privacy.
Okay, that definitely earns them some brownie points in my book.
For sure.
So we've got control, we've got community,
yep,
we've got privacy-focused analytics.
That's right.
It's almost too good to be true.
I know, right?
But let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Money. Oh,
yeah.
Can Castapod help podcasters actually generate revenue?
Yes.
From their hard work?
Yes, it can.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
They've got a variety of monetization options built right in.
Yeah.
Everything from premium subscriptions to listener donations,
mm-hmm,
and even the ability to incorporate those listen-to-click ads that you see on websites.
Yeah.
They even mentioned integrating with AdAras,
mm-hmm,
which offers a cookieless solution for ad targeting.
Nice.
Which again aligns with their commitment to ethical data practices.
Wow, they really have thought of everything.
They have.
I'm seriously impressed.
It's great.
Now they even mentioned something called Podcasting 2.0 on their website.
Yeah, Podcasting 2.0.
Can you shed some light on what that is?
So Podcasting 2.0 is this movement that's really pushing the boundaries of,
yeah,
what's possible in podcasting.
Uh-huh.
Think interactive episodes.
Interesting.
Location tagging,
mm-hmm,
you know, for on-the-go listening.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ability to tag specific people within your podcast.
Wow.
Like, you know, guests or experts you're interviewing. It's all about enhancing the listening experience.
I see.
And giving creators more tools to connect with their audience in really meaningful ways.
Cool.
And Castapod is right there on the front lines.
Okay.
Making sure you have access to these cutting edge features.
All right. Things are starting to get really interesting here.
Yes.
We've got a lot more to unpack.
We do.
But let's take a quick peek under the hood, shall we?
Okay.
We've got some excerpts here from Castapod's GitHub repository.
Right.
Now, for those who don't know, that's where the source code for the platform lives.
Right.
What can you tell us about the technical side of things?
Okay.
What are our more tech-savvy listeners going to be interested in knowing about?
Well, first off, the fact that their code is publicly available on GitHub,
yeah,
really speaks volumes about their commitment to transparency,
mm-hmm,
and open source principles.
Okay.
It means that anyone can inspect the code. They can understand how it works,
what?
And they can even contribute to its development.
That's cool.
It is very cool.
Now I'm going to need a little translation here.
Yeah, okay.
For our listeners who may not be fluent in coder speak.
Right.
What language is Castapod written in?
So the core of Castapod is built using PHP.
Okay.
Which is a popular language for web development.
Mm.
Now the code base itself is quite complex.
Okay.
But that's where the beauty of open source really shines.
Yeah.
You know, the GitHub repository shows that there's this long list of contributors,
mm-hmm,
which is a testament to this vibrant community,
yeah,
that supports and improves Castapod.
So it's not just a piece of software.
No.
It's a living, breathing project.
It is.
With a whole community behind it.
Yes, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
And if anyone wants to dive into the code and contribute,
yeah,
Castapod has detailed guidelines to help them get started.
They do.
They also have a dedicated email address,
mm-hmm,
for reporting any security vulnerabilities.
Right.
Which shows their commitment to keeping the platform safe and reliable for everyone.
For sure.
All right. So we've covered the what of Castapod.
Okay.
It features its tech specs, its overall vibe.
Right.
But now I think it's time to address the why.
The why.
So why should our listeners care about Castapod?
Yeah. That's the big question.
What makes it stand out from all the other podcasting platforms out there?
Well, what fascinates me about Castapod,
yeah,
is that it's more than just a hosting platform.
Yeah.
It's really a statement about the future of podcasting.
Ooh, I like that.
In a world where these big tech companies have so much control over online content,
mm-hmm,
Castapod offers this path towards decentralization,
right,
and independence.
Yeah.
It puts the power back into the hands of the creators,
right,
allowing them to build those direct relationships with their listeners.
That's huge.
And really shape their own destinies in the podcasting world.
So it's not just about convenience or cool features.
Yeah.
It's about taking ownership of your creative work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Castapod allows podcasters to build something that's truly unique and connect with their audience on their own terms.
I love that.
It's about fostering that sense of community and control in a landscape that can often feel really dominated by algorithms and corporate interests.
That's true.
And they're not sacrificing ethics in the process.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
It seems like they're really committed to that as well.
Absolutely. Their commitment to privacy, to data anonymization,
right,
to ethical monetization options,
yeah,
really sets them apart.
It does.
You know, Castapod really proves that you can have it all, the innovative features,
yeah,
a strong community, and a commitment to values that put creators and listeners first.
I'm impressed.
It's a great platform.
We've only just scratched the surface here of what Castapod has to offer.
There's so much more.
But I think our listeners are starting to get a sense.
I think so.
Of why this platform is generating so much buzz in the podcasting world. And, you know, what's really exciting is that this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Just the start.
Castapod is constantly evolving.
Right.
Thanks to the tireless work of its developers and the passionate community that surrounds it.
It is a great community.
This is shaping up to be a truly fascinating deep dive.
It is.
And we are only getting started.
That's right. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Let's kind of shift gears a little bit here really explore what it's actually like to use Castapod.
Yeah.
I know we've touched on the user-friendliness aspect.
Right.
But I think it's time to really get into the nitty-gritty.
I agree.
Of the experience.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about the philosophy and the big picture.
The why.
But I'm sure our listeners are wondering what it's actually like to set up and manage a podcast on Castapod.
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest. Some of us are more tech-savvy than others.
Right.
So can someone with, you know, basic computer skills really navigate this platform without pulling their hair out?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that Castapod really nails.
Okay, good.
They've designed the interface to be incredibly intuitive and visually appealing. Think drag and drop functionality for organizing files, clear dashboards for managing episodes, and easy to understand settings for customizing your podcast's look and feel.
So no staring at lines of code in a dark terminal window?
Not at all.
That's a relief.
It's much more like using a well-designed app on your phone.
Okay.
Or, you know, a user-friendly website.
Gotcha.
Of course, there's always a little bit of a learning curve with any new software.
Yeah.
But Castapod provides extensive documentation. And remember that supportive community we talked about?
Right.
They're there to guide you through the process.
Good.
So you're never really alone.
Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But let's talk about those inevitable moments.
Oh, yeah.
When technology decides to throw a curveball.
Right.
What happens if you run into a technical glitch?
Sure.
When you're self-hosting, who do you call for help?
That's where the open source nature of Castapod really shines.
Okay.
You know, remember that vibrant community we talked about?
Yeah.
They're not just there for moral support.
Right.
They're actively involved in problem solving.
Right.
You can find forums, chat groups, and even, you know, direct support from experienced developers who are familiar with the platform inside and out.
So it's like having a built-in tech support team.
Yeah.
But instead of calling a helpline,
right,
you're tapping into the collective wisdom of the community.
Exactly. And because the code is open, anyone can contribute to finding solutions and fixing bugs.
So constantly evolving and becoming more reliable over time.
Exactly.
I love that.
It's a true testament to the power of collaborative development.
It is.
It's really cool.
Now let's actually walk through the process here.
Okay.
Of creating and publishing an episode on Castapod.
All right.
So I'm picturing myself fresh out of the recording studio. Brand new episode in hand.
Okay.
What are my next steps?
Okay. So imagine this. You've just wrapped up recording this fantastic interview.
Okay.
You open up Castapod.
Yeah.
You click on that shiny new episode button.
Nice.
And you're greeted with this really simple form.
All right. So I upload my audio file.
Exactly. You add a title.
Mm-hmm.
You craft a compelling description.
Okay.
Maybe sprinkle in some relevant keywords.
Yeah.
And then you hit publish.
Is it really that straightforward?
It really is. That's the beauty of it.
Wow.
Castapod handles all of the technical heavy lifting behind the scenes.
Nice.
It encodes the audio. It generates the RSS feed. And it makes sure that your episode is ready to be shared with the world on all the major podcasting platforms.
This is making self-hosting sound a lot less intimidating than I initially imagined.
I'm glad to hear that.
What about those podcasting 2.0 features
right.
that we discussed earlier?
Yeah.
How easy is it to incorporate things like chapters or transcripts
sure.
into your episodes using Castapod?
Well, they've made it remarkably intuitive.
Right.
For chapters, you can simply drag markers on a timeline as you're listening to your episode,
okay.
marking those key segments.
Yeah.
And for transcripts, you can either upload a pre-prepared file
okay.
or seamlessly integrate with third-party transcription services.
So even someone like me,
yes.
who's still getting comfortable with the technical side of podcasting,
mm-hmm.
can take advantage of these advanced features.
Absolutely. They've prioritized accessibility and user-friendliness.
Good.
Even when it comes to the more complex functionalities.
I have to say, as we're talking,
yeah.
I'm starting to feel this little spark of creative energy.
I love it.
You know, Castapod seems like it really opens up so many possibilities for podcasters to experiment
right.
and push boundaries.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yep.
It's like they've handed podcasters this blank canvas and this set of high-quality tools
yeah.
and said, you know, go create, tell your stories.
That's great.
Connect with your audience in new and exciting ways.
It's so refreshing to see a platform that empowers creators.
I know.
Rather than limiting them.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Castapod isn't about fitting into a mold.
Yeah.
It's about breaking free from conventional constraints.
I love that.
And forging your own path in the podcasting world.
Very well said.
Thank you.
We've explored the technical side,
yeah.
the user experience, mm-hmm. the philosophy.
Right.
But there's one more crucial piece
okay.
of the Castapod puzzle that we need to explore.
All right.
Are you ready to dive into the heart?
I am.
What makes Castapod truly special?
Let's go.
Its ability to foster these thriving podcasting communities.
Absolutely. That's where the real magic of Castapod comes to life.
All right. Stay tuned as we unpack the social side of this remarkable platform in part three of our deep dive.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've explored the ins and outs of Castapod
yeah,
from its
yeah.
technical underpinnings mm-hmm. to its user-friendly interface.
Right.
But now it's time to shift our focus to something truly exciting.
Right.
The way Castapod fosters a sense of community
yeah.
and connection within the podcasting world.
I'm excited to talk about that.
Me too. You know, that's what really sets Castapod apart for me.
It is.
It's not just about individual creators doing their own thing.
Right.
It's about creating a space for collaboration,
mm-hmm.
shared learning, and mutual support.
It is.
Okay, I'm intrigued. We've touched on the community aspect here and there.
A little bit.
But I'd love to unpack it further. How does Castapod go beyond
right.
simply hosting podcasts
okay.
and actually help build those connections?
Well, remember how we talked about Castapod's integration with the Fediverse?
Yeah.
That's really the key.
Okay.
By tapping into this decentralized network,
uh-huh.
podcasters can connect with this whole ecosystem.
Yeah. Of potential listeners, collaborators,
yeah.
and fellow creators.
So instead of just shouting into the void
right.
and hoping someone hears your podcast,
exactly.
you're joining a network where people are actively seeking out
yes.
and engaging with content that they're passionate about.
Exactly. And the beauty of the Fediverse mm-hmm. is that it's not controlled by any single entity.
Oh, wow.
It's this collection of independent servers.
I see.
Each with its own community and focus.
Okay.
This allows for a much more diverse and organic ecosystem to emerge.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But how does this translate into tangible benefits for podcasters
right.
who are using Castapod?
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
When someone listens to your podcast through the Fediverse,
yeah.
they can interact with it directly.
Oh, cool.
Leaving comments, sharing their thoughts, and mm-hmm. engaging in discussions with other listeners.
Right.
It creates a much more intimate and engaging experience
mm-hmm.
than, you know, simply hitting the like button on a giant platform.
Yeah. For sure. So it's like having this virtual listening party
yeah.
where everyone can chime in
right.
and share their reactions in real time.
It's a great analogy.
Awesome. And it's not just about listener interaction.
No.
Castapod also encourages collaboration between podcasters.
That's right.
Now, that's something I'd love to hear more about.
Okay.
How does it actually facilitate those kinds of connections?
Well, for starters, Castapod supports what's called shared hosting,
uh-huh.
which means that multiple podcasters can join forces
right?
and manage their shows under one roof.
Okay, so it's like a co-working space, but for podcasters.
Exactly.
I like that.
This not only simplifies the technical aspects of hosting,
mm-hmm.
but it also creates opportunities for things like cross-promotion,
yeah.
shared resources,
uh-huh.
and even, you know, collaborative projects between like-minded creators.
I can already see the potential for some really amazing partnerships and creative collaborations to emerge from this.
Definitely.
It's like Cassapod is weaving together this tapestry of interconnected podcasts and passionate creators.
It is a beautiful thing.
And it goes even deeper than that.
Oh, it does.
Cassapod also facilitates the creation of these niche communities through its support for what are called pods.
Pods.
These are essentially subnetworks within the Fediverse that are dedicated to specific topics or interests.
Exactly.
So you could have a pod for history buffs, a pod for true crime enthusiasts, a pod for indie music lovers.
I got it.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
These pods allow podcasters with shared interests to connect, to share ideas, to support each other's work.
Absolutely.
And cultivate these dedicated audiences who are passionate about those specific niches.
It's incredible.
It's like Cassapod is creating this vibrant ecosystem of interconnected communities, each buzzing with creative energy and a shared love for audio storytelling.
Yeah, it's a far cry from the often competitive and isolating experience of navigating, you know, the traditional podcasting landscape.
It really is. Cassapod is all about fostering a sense of belonging.
It is.
Encouraging collaboration and empowering creators to connect with their audiences and with each other in meaningful ways.
That's right.
It's a model that has the potential to reshape the future of podcasting.
It really does.
This has been an incredibly enlightening deep dive into Cassapod.
It has.
We've covered so much ground from the technical nuts and bolts.
We have.
To the philosophical underpinnings.
Right.
And now this exciting community building potential.
Exciting stuff.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
If we kind of step back and consider everything we've learned, I think it's clear that Cassapod is more than just a hosting platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a vision for a more open, decentralized, and community-driven future for podcasting.
A future where creators have more control.
Exactly.
Listeners have more meaningful connections.
Absolutely.
And the power of audio storytelling is truly unleashed.
I love it.
That sums it up beautifully.
Thank you.
It's inspiring to see how Cassapod's commitment to open source principles is driving this positive change in the podcasting world.
It really is.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the power of collaboration, transparency, and a shared passion for creating something truly special.
For sure.
And a big thank you to SafeServer for their support in making this episode possible.
Absolutely.
If you're inspired to take control of your own digital destiny, be sure to visit them at www.safeserver.d.
They can help.
They can help you with all your hosting and digital transformation needs.
Great resource.
All right, listeners, that wraps up our deep dive into Cassapod.
That's it.
We hope you've enjoyed the journey. And come away feeling inspired to explore the possibilities.
I hope so.
Of this remarkable platform.
It's a great platform.
Who knows? Maybe Cassapod will be the key to unlocking your own podcasting dreams.
It could be.
And connecting you with a passionate community of fellow creators and listeners.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep creating, and keep those deep dives going.
Keep diving.